The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as I try to do every week and as much as possible, start off the show with information about something new. And the particular event doesn't have to be new. It's just that I haven't had an opportunity to read about it yet. And if you're up for something hot but cool, consider a trip to Pittsburgh, September 22nd, for the 12th annual Pepper Festival, otherwise known as Pepperfest. This is North Carolina's largest local food festival, and this year moves back to Main Street, Pittsburgh. The purpose of Pepperfest, is to celebrate sustainable agriculture, farmers, and the creativity of the Piedmont's top chefs, brewers, and artisans. This outdoor event plays host to around 3,000 folks who enjoy live music and revelry, learning and discovery, including a kids' craft and fun zone, while filling up on delicious pepper-themed dishes made with delicious, locally grown, sweet, hot, and smoky North Carolina peppers. Participating chefs get super creative with their dishes, making everything from pepper ice cream to savory dishes and salsas, pepper gumbos, and chili. Abundance North Carolina supplies them with the peppers from local North Carolina farmers supporting the local food shed. Throughout the day, you can purchase cash bar, all types of micro brews in which some of the brewers have added peppers to their ales. There's also a local winery and spirits, local soda, and coffee to choose from. On top of that, there's amazing local music and a kids' zone, so children have a blast while parents relax. There are Best Dish Awards and Best Beer Awards. Ticket prices range from $5 to $30, and 100% of the proceeds from Pepperfest go to Abundance North Carolina. Pepperfest will be held rain or shine. Again, that's Pepperfest, September 26th from 3 to 6 in Pittsburgh. An update, organizers of the Carolina Country Music Fest in Myrtle Beach have already landed their first headliner for the 2020 Carolina Country Music Fest. He's Luke Combs. The multi-platinum artist from Asheville is the first artist since Johnny Cash to have 5 songs reach the top 25 of the Hot Country charts. And his album, This One's For You, spent 35 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Country Music charts. The 2020 Carolina Country Music Fest in Myrtle Beach runs June 4th through the 7th. All righty, a look at the summer concert schedule for the rest of the season at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Saturday, July 27th, it's John Butler Trio with Trevor Hall, that concert from 8 to 11. Also 8 to 11, Wednesday, August 7th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Saturday, August 17th, celebrating Nina Simone featuring Lisa Simone in concert that starts at 8. Saturday, August 24th, the Old Crow Medicine Show at 8. Thursday, August 29th, Chaka Khan. Saturday, August 31st, Mipso, also at 8 o'clock. Friday through Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, it's Paper Hand Puppet Intervention presents We Are Here. Saturday, September 14th, Snarky Puppy from 8 to 11. And the season wraps up on Wednesday, September 25th with Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. And that concert starts at 7:30. The Midtown Beach Music Series continues at North Hills. Those concerts are at the Commons each Thursday from 6 until 9. Coming up August 1st, it's the Band of Oz. August 8th, Sleeping Booty. And August 15th, it's Liquid Pleasure. And a reminder, the Friday night tributes start back up in August, and they run through August 5th. They're at 9 o'clock at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. No schedule has been released as yet. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts schedule. Sunday, August 4th, it's Neha Kakkar live in concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. August 7th through the 18th, the Bridges of Madison County. This is a Theater Raleigh production based on the best-selling novel by Robert James Waller. You won't want to miss this sweeping romance about the roads we travel, the doors we open, and the bridges we dare to cross. This is at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, August 17th, it's the 12th Annual Carolina Music Awards. The focus of the awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. We're excited by the support of Darius Rucker, along with the legendary co-founders, Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Every year, they look at this event more and more beneficial to Carolina artists to support the great music created here in the Carolinas. Again, that's Saturday, August 17th, the Carolina Music Awards, Fletcher Opera Theater. A curtain goes up at 8 o'clock. Saturday, August 24th, an R-rated magic show. This is not your grandfather's magic show. Tricks, antics, pranks, stunts, wisecracks, and just plain old buffoonery. All brought to you by one of the most compelling entertainers of his generation. Side-splitting comedy and mind-blowing magic are brought into the spotlight as comedy magician Grant Freeman brings his unique raunchy show full of surprises to Raleigh. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock on Saturday, August 24th. To close out August on the 31st, which is a Saturday, Giordano in concert. That is at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 4th through the 15th, the Scottsboro Boys. This is Theater Raleigh. The real-life story of nine young African-American men living in the South in 1931 and the harrowing path of injustice and racism that took 82 years to unravel. This is at Kennedy Theater. September 12th through the 29th, Rubies. This is Carolina Ballet. George Balanchine's Rubies returns to the Raleigh stage to open the ballet's 2019-2020 season. Known as the father of American ballet, Balanchine is one of the most influential choreographers of the 20th century. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st, Concerto for Two Pianos, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Saturday, September 28th, it's Gary Allen at Memorial Auditorium at 8. Sunday, September 29th, Maricela Concert, an American singer who recorded her first album at the ripe old age of 18 and continued to release albums into the 1990s. Her cover version of Barbara George's single, I Know You Don't Love Me No More, titled Ya Know, peaked at number one on the Billboard Latin Song charts in 1990. Her concert is at Memorial Auditorium at 7. Saturday, October 5th, Dream Theater presents Distance Over Time Tour. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 5th, Video Games Live. This is a North Carolina Symphony special event concert in Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. Saturday and Sunday, August 5 and 6, an evening with C.S. Lewis. October 10th through the 27th, Frankenstein. And it's from Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And then Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. This is part of the Symphony's classical series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. October 11th through the 27th, Around the World in 80 Days, Kennedy Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 15th through the 20th, West Side Story. And this is a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Finally, Friday, October 18th, Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque at Fletcher Opera Theater. Let's move on over to Durham and events coming up at Carolina Theater. Of course, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Thursday, August 1st, it's the 9th annual Grateful Dead meetup at the movies. Shows are at 7 and 9:30. Tuesday, August 13th, Carolina Theater, an evening with David Crosby. He's a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and co-founder of the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, touring with five musical friends collectively known as the Sky Trails Band. On this tour, he will be performing some of his best-loved songs and greatest hits from right across his illustrious career, alongside material from the Sky Trails album, plus a few surprises. Wednesday, August 14th, Mutlu. More than a year after a very well-received opening set for Amos Lee at the Carolina, Mutlu is back to headline a special seated club show at the Pinhook. Mutlu is a soulful singer-songwriter, a Philadelphia native, and first-generation American of Turkish descent. Performance is at the Pinhook in downtown Durham. Wednesday, August 14th, Gavin DeGraw. He's a multi-platinum-selling singer, performer, and songwriter. He first broke through with his 2003 release of his debut album, Chariot, which sold over 1 million copies. Friday, August 23rd, Carolina Theater, a solo acoustic evening with Richard Marx. As a performer, songwriter, and producer, Marx's nearly three-decade-long career has had innumerable highlights. The Chicago native has sold more than 30 million albums worldwide, starting with his self-titled debut, which went to number 8 and spawned 4 top 5 singles. Saturday, August 24th, an evening with Robert Cray. Cray's been bridging the lines between blues, soul, and R&B for the past 4 decades. He has 5 Grammy wins, a Blues Hall of Fame inductee, recipient of the Americana Lifetime Achievement Award, countless tours, and over 20 top albums. Friday, September 6th, it's Three Dog Night. The legendary music icons are celebrating nearly 5 decades, claiming some of the most astonishing statistics in popular music. 1969 through 1974, no other group achieved more top 10 hits, moved more records, or sold more concert tickets than Three Dog Night. Saturday, September 7th, at Carolina Theater, Leo Dan in concert. Thursday, September 19th, music legend Judy Collins. Friday, September 20th, Nate Bargatze. And he's yelled at by a cow. Good problem to have, tour. Pardon me. Sunday, September 22nd, it's the Mavericks, the Masters of Country Latin Rock and Roll. Thursday, September 26th, Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band. Moving on over to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tuesday, August 6th, it's Ringo Starr and his all-star band. This is a special 30th anniversary tour. Friday, August 9th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, August 10th, Get the Lead Out, world's greatest Led Zeppelin tribute. Sunday, August 18th, Game Grumps Live, the final party. Wednesday, August 21st, Gladys Knight, The Great Ones Endure, and Gladys Knight, the Empress of Soul, has long been one of the greatest. A portion of the proceeds from the concert will benefit the Hayti Heritage Center. Friday, August 23rd at DPAC, The Temptations and the Four Tops. They've been hanging around creating great music for more than 50 years. Saturday, September 7th, it is the Indigo Girls. Rolling Stone describes Amy Ray and Emily Saliers as the ideal duet partners. Their voices soar and swoop as one, alternately raucous and soothing. When they sing together, they radiate a sense of shared purpose that adds muscle to their lanky, deeply felt, folk-tinged pop songs. Tuesday, September 10th, it's Buddy Guy with very special guest Shamikia Copeland. The title of Buddy's latest album says it all. The blues is alive and well. The legendary blues artist's 18th sold LP and follow-up to 2015's Born to Play Guitar showcases his raw and unadulterated sound. It's 15 tracks, a true pleasure for aficionados and genre newcomers alike. Friday, September 13th, it's Charlie Wilson, the best party concert ever. Some people might say that after notching 10 number one singles, 13 Grammy Award nominations, a New York Times best-selling memoir, and ongoing sold-out coast-to-coast arena tours, Charlie Wilson has proven his point, but he isn't planning to slow down anytime soon. That's Charlie Wilson, Friday, September 13th at DPAC. Saturday, September 14th, Tom Segura, Take It Down Tour. Sunday, September 15th, Peppa Pig Live, Peppa's Big Adventure. Friday, September 20th, Jay Leno, the King of Late Night, returns. Wednesday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 26th, Aladdin, SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. Thursday, October 31st, RuPaul's Drag Race. Friday, November 1st, John Prine, the Tree of Forgiveness World Tour, with special guest Ben Dickey. And just a reminder that Hamilton is returning to DPAC sometime in 2020 or maybe even 2021. No date has been set for that as yet. All right, at Carolina PNC Arena. It's not Carolina PNC. It's just PNC Arena. Anyway, Wednesday, August 4th, it's the Jonas Brothers Happiness Begins Tour. Tuesday, August 20th, Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour. Friday, September 6th, Chris Brown, the Indigo Tour. Monday, September 30th, it's Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Thursday, October 17th, Post Malone Runaway Tour. Saturday, October 19th, Bon Iver. Let me do that again. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Saturday, October 19th, Bon Iver. Sunday, October 20th. It's Mercy Me, their Imagination Tour. All right, moving on to Duke performances. All shows start at 8, and last noted. Thursday, September 19th, it's Ambrose Akinmusare, Origami Harvest. The album tackles institutional racism and cyclical poverty on a brave and original album that The Guardian calls a voyage through America that is both dreamlike and dystopian. This is Rubenstein Arts Center at Vonderhaden Studio Theater. Saturday, September 21st, Moo Moo Fresh, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. Maimona Youssef, regal combination of black power and Native American pride, became most apparent on 2017's Pliant Vintage Babies. Saturday, September 28th, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet. The Escher and Dover Quartets, two of the brightest chamber music constellations in America today. This is part of the Chamber Arts Series events at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 11th, Andrew Tyson on piano. Durham native Andrew Tyson has garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano. And Friday, October 18th, is Vox Luminous, the Bach Dynasty. This is part of the Vocal Ensemble Series at Duke Chapel. At NC State University, Saturday, September 28th, Regina Carter, Simply Ella. For Grammy-nominated artist Regina Carter, the violin isn't simply an improvisational vehicle. It's a passport to unexpected realms. Regina's recent release, Ella, Accentuate the Positive, and world tour, Simply Ella, marked the 100th birthday of the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. Friday, October 4th at NC State, Nubuntu. Get lost in the rich tones of Zimbabwe. Nubuntu, the all-female a cappella quintet, is from Zimbabwe. All these events are at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 25th, it's Contra Tiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. Sunday, October 27th, Kids Stuff, Theater Works USA. Rosie Revere, Engineer and Friends, Little ones can't help but dance along to this inspiring new musical based on the clever books Rosie Revere, Engineer, Iggy Peck, Architect, and Ada Twist, Scientist. The Kid Stuff performance is not at Stewart Theater, and I mistakenly did not put where it is. That's not helpful. I'll have that for you next time. And Saturday, November 2nd, Nilla. She has a voice that will transport you. Raised on the picturesque Isla de Margarita in Venezuela, this Berklee College of Music graduate blends Andalusian and Venezuelan folkloric traditions with classical training and contemporary flair. All right, Carolina Performing Arts, Friday, September 6th, Misty Copeland in conversation. As American Ballet Theater's first African-American principal dancer, ballerina Misty Copeland has become renowned for breaking barriers. In this evening of conversation with Susan Jaffe, Dean of Dance at UNC School of the Arts, she will explore her path, finding her voice as an artist and the ongoing challenges within the world of ballet and the arts. There is a special note about Misty Copeland's appearance. She will not be dancing. This event is at Memorial Hall. Friday, September 13th, Tierra Whack. Whack is leading a generation of young artists remaking the music industry. Called a true hip-hop original by Pitchfork, The Grammy-nominated rapper, singer, songwriter's music slips between genres and moods. The event is at Memorial Hall. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, Martha Graham Dance Company, Current Takeover, in Carolina Performing Arts' first ever artist takeover, dancers from Martha Graham Dance Company host lively, immersive experiences featuring Graham's pioneering choreography alongside emerging technologies. Stop by the Current Art Space, where you can watch in awe as dancers perform the iconic work, Lamentations, alongside cutting-edge production. Also, this is at Current Art Space and Studio, two performances each day. All right, coming up at Raleigh Little Theater, a short look at their schedule coming up. Individual tickets for the 2019-2020 season, of course, are on sale now. August 16th through September 1st, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Sunday, September 15th, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. Raleigh Little Theater's Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater, and that concert starts at 3. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 19. Raleigh's favorite celebration of homegrown music returns for its fifth year in the beautiful Stevenson Amphitheater and Raleigh Rose Garden. This annual festival features a total of 8 live performances on 2 stages, local food and drinks, art vendors, a kids zone, and more. September 27th through October 13th, it is Blood at the Root. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and that will be on November 9th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.